practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings to the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. Why is that? Something to do with love? No, I don't think so. But anyway, a couple things. Normally the lighter stuff first and then something a little more serious. Normally, because my family celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve, the German heritage from my mom, and my wife's family did most things on Christmas Day, it became easy. We celebrated ourselves and we joined the larger group. That would vary from year to year. But tomorrow being Christmas Eve, my plan is to go visit some people. But there won't be that same kind of thing. And Christmas Day, perhaps I'll see Gary, perhaps not, I don't know. So it's not quite the same. However, Lord willing, third attempt, third time. Again, it's light pencil. Maybe, hopefully, Sunday, be at the top of Big Frog. And of all the things, that's the thing that really I anticipate with the greatest joy. One, the place. Two, it's kind of a need in a guy to get to the top of a mountain to do jumping jacks. It's just a need. But three, the joy of doing it with Chris. Because our conversation on the way up, we get into some deep aspects of theology. On the way down is, let's get back. Anyway. Another thing, semi-light, kind of interesting. Every year, Vladimir Putin does a question-answer time. Something that I don't know if an American president can ever do this. It's like 4 hours long or something of that nature. So I don't watch it. But, sometimes there are clips. And so there was a clip that I did watch. And there's a statement in there that I think you'd be arrested if you said this in the United States. I believe that the traditional approach is correct. Male is male, female is female, mother is mother, and father is father. And I sincerely hope that our society has the moral armor to protect us against this. This is enshrined in our religion and in all our religions, and that is characteristic of Russia. So, there is, because he does show strong allegiance to the Russian Orthodox Church. But, how much of that is a front? My guess is that he is more involved in the Russian Orthodox Church than President Biden or President Brandon, whatever his name is, is with the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, right. Anyway, but for somebody to actually say that in a powerful position, male is male, female is female. Those are fighting words today, aren't they? It's kind of like, I found that great. But there was an event that occurred today that you may have heard about. There is the Pillar of Shame. A Dutch artist has made, I think, like three, and there was plans for a fourth of these pillars that mark the anniversary of mark the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. I was wondering, what does it relate to the time-wise? Because obviously, I did the research to find out the time of when Collateral Murder actually happened. And the girl, the Tumen girl that was taken out of the shot up van by Ethan McCord, found out she's the same age as Susanna. And the very day it happened, I have pictures of Susanna. It's the only person I have pictures of. It's kind of like, oh. And of course, we were at the same place that the helicopter crews were trained in at Fort Rucker. You know, when I was making a hefty income for doing nothing. But anyway, the Tiananmen Square event started on June 4th of 89. 11 days later, I had my first date with a lady I love and adore still this day. I love that lady. I remember that day fondly. But a few days before, there was another gentleman who, now over 30 years later, remains unidentified. He's known as Tank Man. And he did something. You know, I did a while back, I did the video on it. And because I interacted with a few people on the difference between Michael New and Ethan McCord. Because Michael New had a long time to think about what he was going to do some days later. To disobey the order to put on UN blue and because he signed up for the US military, not for the UN. So he had time to think about that, which is different than what Ethan McCord did, because he was just doing his normal thing. And he hears a cry of a little girl. And it wasn't that he had days to think of this. He had moments. And yeah, he had to respond. Well, I mean, and I think because, again, the dialogue I had with some people that I said in the video was more than interesting. But the gentleman known as Tank Man, he didn't have much time either. He had the time because of the fact that the events were occurring over several days, the whole Tiananmen Square thing. But suddenly, and you know, there's, I saw one where they show a picture of that place before him, that street. Because the shooting had already started and there were bodies on the street, apparently picked up by the time this event happened. But he shows up and stands in front of a tank. Now, one of the things I'm conscious of is when I walk, especially when I'm crossing a street, I'm aware that whether it's a small car or a big truck, if we have an interaction, I'm going to lose. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts, because obviously my total mass is a lot less than a car, and it's a whole lot less than a truck. But, you know, a car especially, if they ram me, I might cause a little damage to them. A tank, not a bit. I mean, those things are, they're built like a tank. So if a tank shows up in front of you, you would think, okay, me as a person carrying bags, he was carrying a couple of shopping bags. You think about me against, I'm going to lose. And like Ethan McCord, he had moments to think, what am I going to do? He stood in front of the tank. The tank stopped. Because I think the tank driver said, you know, this would be simply cold-blooded to run him over. So the tank stopped. The tank turned and to go around him. And he moved in front of the tank. Then you had tank, one behind him, another one. I think it was it three or four, I don't remember. One man stopped all these tanks. eventually he, you know, even crawled on top of the tank, tried to talk to the people inside. A couple of them actually, you know, popped up. There was some interaction. And eventually he was shuffled away. And basically hasn't been seen from in 30 years. So the question is, what happened to him? There's conjecture if he's dead, he was assassinated, whether he's in prison, whether he escaped. Don't know. But a whole lot of people know about this guy. It is, you know, more people know about him than know about Ethan McCord, by far. Even though he's unnamed, just known as Tank Man. And what did he do? He stood against the Chinese Communist Party, one of the most powerful institutions on the planet. One man stood against the Chinese Communist Party and said no. I found that fascinating. So this artist, you know, because obviously they requested the news media to leave. They closed off the area and they opened fire. And they killed potentially many thousands. You know, it's kind of hard to verify the numbers because obviously the Chinese Communist Party, the statement is made is no one in China talks about June 4th, 1989. Because if you're in that club, you know, simply the fact that you live in China, you're obligated, you don't bring that up. It's like if you're in the institutional church and somebody says, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, you don't bring that up. You just don't bring that up, do you? You're not willing to engage. Or if somebody points to the Genesis 42:21, is that right? Or 42:21, whatever it is. When he begged us, you know, kozlowski.org/he begged us. When there's the appeal, please. Don't talk about that. Shh. Don't talk about that. Shh. But, you know, Hong Kong was a British territory. Then many years ago, there was a, 50-year agreement, something of that nature, to say we're going to make the transition from a British territory to become part of China. During that transition period, it's the idea of one country, two systems. So Hong Kong was given back to China with this understanding. Of course, that didn't hold. And the authoritative control of mainland China has very much taken over Hong Kong. And so there's been a lot of things. If you don't say the right thing, you know, they have democracy. And if you're going to run for office, as long as you're a patriot in their terms, in other words, you agree with their policies, you can run for office. Or you can even vote. Now, if you don't vote correctly, you can't vote. You know, and again, democracy and freedom are opposites. Got to remember that. Democracy and freedom are not the two things you fight for. No, they're opposites. Because if you're in the minority in a democracy, you're not free. It's very simple. Hong Kong is changed radically. And, you know, the number of people who've been arrested, organizations shut down and so forth, including the organization that was kind of in charge of this statue, the Pillar of Shame. Like I say, it's been there like 30 years. Last night, in the middle of the night, it was literally cut in half and put in a truck and taken away. The gentleman, because from my understanding, because I saw the interview with the artist actually still owns it. It's still his. It was in like a permanent loan to the university that housed it. It was, you know, outdoors because it's rather large. And so he is saying they stole my property. So it's caused a little bit of a little tension. But my guess is, like the Tiananmen Square thing, it'll disappear. Because no one talks about, and no one in China talks about June 4th, 1989. And as Hong Kong has become more integrated with China, you don't want to talk about that. Because what that was is pointing to the events of 89. There's a photo of, because apparently every June 4th, the organization, the people who are involved in maintaining that would go there and clean it up. Because being out of doors, I think it's painted, so is it copper or brass or something of that nature? But it was, peeling and things of that nature. So they'd go do cleanup work. And the photos of, I think, last year or something of that nature, they're all wearing a shirt with a quote from Martin Luther King. "Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." You know, and I thought, okay, so what are they trying to say? I think what they're saying is the danger of forgetting. You may recall I don't think it's Auschwitz. I think it's at Buchenwald. Never again. Sign. It was in a few languages, and over time, additional languages were added. To the idea, but see, the issue there is that's marketed, because again, if you talk about the Holocaust, because they stole the word, you can talk about that. But if you talk about the other things that occurred during that, you know, that's not politically correct. You know, you can't talk about the things around the so-called Eisenhower death camps, the things that occurred when the Soviet Union entered, the things that occurred there. You can't talk about, you know, the various firebombings and things of that nature. You can't talk about those things. But never again on the Holocaust. So it's, you can talk about tragedies if it's the right tragedy. So in China, you can't talk about the tragedy of 1989 because it's not politically correct. And now that Hong Kong is far more part of China, got to get rid of all the things about that. So what did that all lead? Oh, one other thing. There was a, there's the camera company, Leica, German. Apparently one of the things that they're most strong with is lenses. And besides the camera, because they were really strong when it was film. Now that we've gone digital, I think that they remain strong with lenses. And one of their big customers is Huawei, the Chinese cell phone manufacturer. But they came out with an ad that they tried to distance themselves from later, because the gentleman who took one of the infamous, the infamous photo. There were numerous photos, because obviously this was also done in video, the Tank Man event. But there's the one called the iconic photo. The photographer who did that, he talked about the story behind it, and it was done on film. And it's a Leica camera. And they did this really elaborate commercial. And they showed, photographers in dangerous situations, including one with, one photographer with a gun on his head and things of that nature. But the other thing they showed is the one photographer, and he holds up his camera, and what you see in the lens is a reflection of Tank Man, because what they're trying to represent is this is the moment that picture was taken. The Chinese government did not take that well, and it caused a whole lot of tension. This was a few years ago. But anyway, I find this fascinating. So all those things are kind of in the news today. But then I thought about it. You need to erase something. So the Chinese Communist Party, you know, there's the photo that was done in the Soviet Union. There was a party figure standing next to, I don't remember if it was Lenin or Stalin or somebody of that nature. I think it might have been Lenin because I think it's pretty old. And he became disfavored. And of course, this is long before Photoshop. And they literally erased him from the photo. And this was done, obviously, by hand using very, very difficult techniques because it was done with film. So this was done a whole long time ago. And they removed this person from history. Obviously, it's noted, and it's a noted event. There's people have been playing on it, putting other figures, you know, to replace it the way somebody would be eliminated. I see one, a spoof of Biden and Harris, and then one of them disappears. I don't remember which one it was, but anyway. But there's the idea you got to say, okay, this is something we're going to forget. So the pillar of shame, we want to forget this because we don't want people to remember. We don't want people to remember the events, question the events, what happened in 1989. We don't want to question the various people as was done in the Soviet Union. We don't want to question, where's Dad? We don't want to question, where's Dad? I've been erased, haven't I? My lady, I love you.